Technomum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology, advancing and sharing technology.
Technomum and I were at the airport to meet Dad. He'd been away with work for a few days, and I couldn't wait to see him. You see, he always brings me a cool present when he comes back. All right, I admit it. I miss him a bit too. Anyway, we were checking out the planes whilst waiting for Dad to arrive. Wow, look at that one. Looks like a double-decker.
That's an Airbus A380. You'd get over 800 people on there. I rather like the smaller private jets. Just me, an in-flight movie, and a big box of chocolates. Oh well, a girl can dream.
The plane in front of us was refueling. A big tanker was sat next to it, and a huge pipe was feeding the fuel in. It's a bit like us at the petrol station, isn't it?
A bit? I bet he gets more reward points than we do, though.
There were vans, too, delivering food to the plane. And this made me wonder about meals on planes. Well, it was nearly lunchtime. How do they keep all the food warm? Won't it be cold by the time the passengers get on board?
No, they have ovens on board, don't they? You remember when we went to Spain? We got that funny omelette and chips to eat.
Yeah, and I remember there was this terrible in-flight movie they showed. A boring documentary about seagulls. Dad fell asleep.
It was pretty boring. But where do you think all the electricity came from to power the movie screen? And to keep the meals hot? And also to run the air conditioning and make the tea and things like that?
Hmm. Isn't it just those big engines on the wing? They look powerful enough.
Not quite. Those engines give the plane the thrust it needs to take off. And they're not always on, are they? When you get onto a plane, the lights may be on, but the engine isn't.
Good point, Mum. Well, I don't know. Maybe the bottom of the plane is full of enormous batteries.
They'd have to be enormous. Actually, you're a little bit right. The main jet engines often have generators attached, which store some of the power to run everything inside the plane. But when a plane is as big as a jumbo jet or an A380, they need something a bit bigger. It's called an APU.
Isn't he the shopkeeper on The Simpsons?
No, silly. It's an auxiliary power unit. It's a special engine to provide the plane's electricity. You can see its exhaust on the tail sometimes. Look, they've finished refueling that plane. Let's see what happens next. That APU is about to start a very important job.
It starts the engines.
Bingo. And as those engines need a lot of starting, they're enormous. Come on, that's your dad's flight. He's through the gate.
Great, that means it's nearly present o'clock. Wonder what he's got me.
Oi, cheeky. He's not Father Christmas, he's your dad.
I hope he didn't bring me clothes.
I'll be leaving you at the lost property if you carry on like that.
Technomum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology. Advancing and sharing technology.